A suspected tornado brought down trees and power lines in Belton, Texas, a day after at least five people were killed when a twister tore through Greenfield, Iowa.
I thought the whole house was going to come down on us. That's how bad it sounded.
Family suing the federal government for $500 million over the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in Texas 2 years ago tomorrow. Kimberly Rubio's daughter was among the 19 children killed.
The first year, you're in shock and numb. Year two comes around. It's been a really long time since we've seen her, held her, hurt her.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill vote today on border legislation. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Senate Democrats know they're going to lose this vote, but they very much want to have it less than 6 months until the election. A similar bill failed in February after former President Trump announced his opposition. It calls for increased border security measures, technology, more border agents. The Republicans say it doesn't go far enough.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night's storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
One in five Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's free meals for all kids this summer in Wisconsin Rapids. All children ages 18 and under can receive meals through the Summer Food Service Program with Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. Breakfast will be served at Lincoln High School from 7:30 to 8:30 and at Woodside Elementary from 8 to 8:30. Lunch will be served at Mead Park near the Splash Pad and at Witter Park at the shelter outside the Aquatic Center from 11:30 to 12:30. Meals are available Monday through Friday, except July 4th and 5th. Spencerama Day's Old Car and Truck Show is June 9th this year at Spencer Lions Park in Spencer. This is the 150th anniversary of Spencer, so there'll be special prizes for the 50th, 100th, and 150th vehicle to display. Registration is from 8 to 11, and the car show runs from 9 to 3. Proceeds will benefit the Spencer Kids Group of Spencer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight clear this evening with scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 57 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms 72 with some clearing by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J., with you. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We appreciate you joining us. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. Some good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. But it's a Thursday. We kick things off talking about our pet of the week with our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. We have Tim with us. Good to see you, Tim.
Good morning.
Always appreciate the time.
Good morning.
We want to send a big shout out to our friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment. One of the best atmospheres you're ever going to be around at a bar. Go check it out. They got some great specials going on this weekend. Head on over there. Say hi to the gang for us at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Go ahead and treat yourself to some Jammers this weekend. Tim, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for being able to join us today. Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll do it some couple of pets of the week.
All right.
They're repeats.
All right.
So you're going to have to flip through. First one is in the cat area. We have Banzai.
Banzai. Yeah, I remember Banzai. Yeah.
Banzai is now 228 days.
Mm, yeah.
This is a large gray male. It's kind of got longer fur. So Why Banzai's still here? I don't know. We just haven't found the fit yet. So.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking for that good home. Looking for somebody out there.
Somebody coming to take a look at Banzai. That would be nice.
That's one of the cuter cats I've seen. That is a cute cat. Banzai is just a two-year-old large male. And, of course, all the fixins got
yes.
its shot and its microchip and all that.
Everything. All yeah, right. that's something we have to do before mm-hmm. we adopt out.
Yeah. All right.
So, and then on the dog side, once again, we have Tick.
Yeah.
Tick is up to 323 days now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a female mastiff, brindle.
Beautiful dog.
She is beautiful. I think people get scared looking at her. And she's a little bit bigger for a mastiff kind of dog, but she is friendly. And yeah. just wants a home.
I'm pretty sure I've met Tick. The last time we had a remote and we did one out there and everything, and I think Tick was there at the time. And she might have even just gotten there.
Had to been. It's almost a year now.
Yeah,
so.
And just a beautiful dog. Just a beautiful dog. I'm a sucker for a brindle coat. That's one of the cooler coats, I think, on an animal. And hers is beautiful.
Yes.
Great dog. Very sweet. Like a lot of bigger dogs that at least I've run into in my life, the bigger, the sweeter. Like it just seems to be that tends to be a lot of the case. It's not always the case, and certainly not something that you want to just go walking up to a big dog and assume that.
Correct.
But yes. it does seem to be the case oftentimes. Just bigger dog, more to love, and more to love to give. These animals are all got a perfect home out there. We just got to find the right match.
Yes, that is the problem, because we actually have two brindles. We have Taz, who is another pretty similar to Tick for male, but he's been there quite a while too. Mm-hmm. So I think people get the stigma of if they're a bulldog or pit bull or a mastiff or something like that, that they're going to be mean, no good around children, no good this, no, you know, but that's not true.
Yeah, I've never, I've been around a lot of dogs. I've worked at four different shelters around the country, and I've never run into any of those dogs that have been mean. The meanest dogs I've run into, wiener dogs. Like, those always seem to be mean to me. Like, they just have that attitude, some of them do. But it, and not all of them, obviously, because it rarely comes down to the actual dog. It's oftentimes how they were raised or how they've been treated. And sure enough, like you, Tim, possibly, and even you, Terry, I've seen so many dogs rehabilitated. I've seen so many dogs that are just looking for a little bit of love, and all of a sudden you see their true personality come out, who they really are. These dogs are all looking for that. These cats are all looking for that, and we encourage you to reach out to our Humane Society and find a perfect match and your new favorite friend.
Right. They're a lot different when they get home. You got to remember they're in a kennel setting.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for someone like Tick, she's been there almost a year. So she's used to that, not a home, which is totally different. So
yes.
We don't know how they're going to react. People go, well, what about? But you can't tell, always.
We all know what it's like to be in the car too long. Or you're in a small space for too long. Now try imagine living
exactly.
in that. Yeah, you'd be pretty grumpy too. It's actually a wonder that these animals are so sweet and friendly coming from that shelter. It's a credit to a lot of the Humane Society and a lot of the good work that staff does, being friendly with these animals and keeping them, you know, just engaged a little bit. They're great pets and they're just looking for a good friend. What else you got, Tim?
Okay, due to the large amount of animals we have. We have a current sale going on, so we're going to offer any animal, dog or cat, for $100.
Nice, nice.
So the only other, I mean, if you have the senior cats, they're 55 already.
Okay.
And with the cats, if you buy one at the regular price, we got the BOGO, you're buy one, get one. So you could take two.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah,
two are good.
That's never a bad idea. And it not only does it help out our Humane Society, who is very, very, you guys are booked. You guys got a lot of animals over there. It'd be great to be able to take some of these off of your hands and find them a forever home. Find them the great home, whatever age they are, whether it is either of the animals we have featured today or any of these other great animals, we encourage you to reach out and find that out.
We were up to capacity with dogs, and then we were getting bites again. So we had one with three from the same house. Didn't know which one bit. So we had to take all three. That was a little tough case, too.
Yeah.
And so it's been up and down, and the cats were getting big litters. A couple of eight, six. So It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing it, and that requires a lot of fostering and a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's not an easy task.
No, and that's where this community really steps up, because we got so many great people out there that are looking for this right match. And we know that you're out there. We know that these animals are all got good homes, just waiting to find that right match. That's all. And to keep in mind, too, when it comes to these animals, that the Humane Society is not going to be, oh, you want the dog? Here. Like, no, they're going to make sure that this is the right fit. They're going to ease you into this. You're going to be able to check all the boxes you need to for you and your family to know that this is a right fit. And I have to say, and this is just me talking here, not anybody else, not Civic, not Tim, not the Humane Society or anything. When you are getting these animals, please really think about every scenario when getting an animal. We are seeing way too many people. We saw this a couple years ago with rabbits a lot. People get an animal because they think it's a fun idea in the moment, or they think it's a good idea for the kid in the moment.
Yes.
And that is not what is. You really want to do something good for your kid? Teach them a life lesson. Hey, we're going to go visit the Humane Society. Hey, we're going to go look at animals. This is what it means to hold an animal and stuff. Maybe even pick up a little bit of what they did to us in school and have them carry around an egg or a stuffed animal or something for a little while and have to take care of that. I don't know.
It's old school.
Yes, but anything is better than bringing a living creature into your home and then kicking it out. Like,
yes.
that's not a good lesson to your kid. That's not a good life lesson. And it's not really good karma. It's not a good way to treat our Humane Society or our communities. It's how we end up with so many animals running free, or the Humane Society gets overbooked. They are. So please think of those things when you're taking in these animals. Almost everybody out there loves animals. Not everybody can hold an animal, have an animal. I can't. I would take every single animal you bring to me, Tim. I cannot tell you how serious I am right now. I would absolutely do that. I don't have the room, and I know that. So as much as I selfishly want a dog real bad right now, maybe more than anything in my life I want is my own dog. I know I can't do it. I don't have the space for it. So I got to wait. And that's the best thing for the dog, not for me. It's something to keep in mind with this.
And we do try to vet as much as we can. And some of the stories, I'll just go quick. Like, we make sure if you rent, is your landlord okay with it? We had one where the husband impersonated the landlord.
Wow. Yeah, like if you think you're going to hide it, you know, you're not going to, right?
Yeah,
you
right.
can't hide
no,
a dog very
no,
long.
No. Exactly. And then, well, he said he was a landlord and it was okay.
That's wild.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah. So, you know, we do background checks, like I told said on a prior show. If you have any kind of violence in your record or domestic abuse or drugs, you're not a fit. And we do have a certain vetting process. You have to have a meet and greet. If you have another pet, you have another meet and greet with your pet or your children, just to make sure everybody gets along. But that is in our setting, though. So it's a little different than being in the house.
That's a smart way to do it.
Sometimes they get to the house and they start chewing things. We just had a cat return because it was spring. Everything. So, you know, it does happen. But you try as best as you can and...
Yeah, do your best.
Exactly.
And that's all any of us can do. Did you have any other notes for us?
One last thing.
Okay.
We are looking for... I was just talking to Terry about this. Looking for... have employment opportunities. We're back in the process of the director of operations.
Okay.
And we can always use ACTs, our animal care technicians, and volunteers.
Yeah.
We have opened up the volunteer program to more volunteers in the dog room, cat room. And now we're opening it up more if you would like to do some of the not-so-nice jobs.
Sure.
There's more to taking care of the animals than just holding them.
Taking them
brushing them and making
and
them look good.
Making there are things. They need walking. They need socialization. They need behaviors. And... unfortunately, they go to the bathroom that needs to be cleaned. They need to be fed.
This is a great idea for if you do have a teenager or a kid that wants an animal or something, have them volunteer at the Humane Society a little bit and give an experience of what it is like.
That there's a little caveat to that. In the cat room, we can have minors, anyone under 18. Mm-hmm. But in the dog room, we don't.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because of the potential for bites. And if there's too much activity going around, there are some dogs, I will be honest, that are a little more aggressive. They see another dog, they get aggressive. And But mostly they just, what happens is when we're starting to walk them, if all the dogs know, then they're
they're going to get a turn.
Yeah.
When is my turn? They don't understand the number.
The hierarchy here.
You're right. So if you want, go online. I know you always repeat it and fill out an application. We have it. Everything is online now. Applications for adoptions, all of our job postings, volunteers even. We do have a vetting process, so you're not just going to come in and, here's the leash. You got them. That doesn't
work. It's a smart way to do it.
Work.
Always good to talk to you, Tim. Thanks so much for joining us. If you want to find out about Bonsai, you want to find out about Tick or any of these other great animals over there, I encourage you to do so. Reach out to our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. You can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call at 423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great follow. And find out more information at their website, swchs.com at swchs.com. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And a big shout out to our friends at Jammer's Bar and Grill for sponsoring the segment. One of the best atmospheres you're going to find. Go ahead and have a great time at Jammer's right when they open their doors. Meet them over there and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things they're doing. Visit Jammer's at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and be listening every Thursday for another opportunity to hear a Pet of the Week. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This Memorial Day, Jammer's Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammer's Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight clear this evening with scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 57 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms 72 with some clearing by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, too, you know I got it, too. All I'm asking you is for a little respect when you come a little bit, babe.
I'm not interrupting the queen. I am not interrupting Aretha Franklin. You do your thing, Miss Franklin. You do your thing. Gah. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Shout out to Tim and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society joining us as they do every Thursday in the opening of our hour. We love hearing from them. And a big thank you to Jammer's. We'll appreciate our businesses out there and our people putting back into this this community and into this station. We encourage you to do the same. Support those that support us. Buy local. Support local, everybody. Diving into a little bit of entertainment news. Last week, OpenAI introduced a chat GPT voice called Sky that sounds incredibly similar to Scarlett Johansson's voice in the movie Her, which is a movie about her playing doing the voice of an AI system, a future AI system and everything. Well, it didn't last too long because Scarlett called up her attorneys and they got it taken down instantly.
I was just laughing. I was just trying to follow all of that you just said.
Mm,
the AI has a ChatGPT who's named it for this.
Yeah,
wait,
it's a lot. It's a lot. There's, I think most people have heard of ChatGPT, and those that haven't, it's a AI system. I can give me a synopsis or this, or write something like this, and then it writes it for you. Actually, Bree and I just had a Patreon segment where we had a ChatGPT try to like write a script for us, and we read it, and it was really bad. It was really, really bad.
But it
was
is really crazy. Funny. What it can do, and then how fast it can crank it out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. It's interesting.
Scarlett says she has contact. She was contacted last September by CEO Sam Altman to provide her voice, and she declined for personal reasons. Quote, when I heard the released demo, I was shocked, angered, and in disbelief that Mr. Altman had pursued a voice that sounded so similar to mine that my closest friends in news outlets didn't know the difference.
And especially since he asked and she said no.
Yeah, that's really tacky, man.
Yeah.
And it should be noted, too, I think, that this Altman is not, this isn't the first or probably the last time we've heard him doing these kind of like shadier things and such. And he insisted that he wouldn't do this. He even tweeted a single word, her, like from the movie, like before this and everything. Like, you're saying the quiet part out loud, man. You did this horribly wrong. This guy's, you hear these people, these CEOs in these positions, and it boggles the mind how they got to that spot.
It might be a four-person company.
Yeah, it could be that. It's also sometimes I think that businesses get really comfortable with a little bit of success and continue to give people these jobs even though they haven't proven anything in a long time. Elon Musk. I'm sorry. That was a sneeze. I couldn't hold that in. This isn't going to end well. This isn't going to end anytime soon. And this isn't the last time we're going to see this. This is going to happen more and more. But this is also one of the things that I push back on. A lot of people have a fear of AI. In these things, I have zero fear of AI. What I fear is people. I fear CEOs like this looking to save a buck or two, and oh, I'm not going to hire the real Scarlett Johansson. I'll get the discount, the B version of this.
Well, and she already said no. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I don't believe that the AI system is something to fear. I think it's more of what people do with it that we have to worry about and have restrictions when it comes to those things. And I also believe in the people. I think people can tell the difference. I think people want real. Every medium speaks to that nowadays. Whether you're pulling up a newspaper article or you're watching a TV show or your nightly news or you're listening to us here at WFHR, you're getting real because that's what people want. They don't want this anymore. They're not looking for perfect. They're not looking for unfathomable. They're looking for the real. They're looking for something genuine. If you want genuine, you're not going to get it from ChatGPT. You're not going to get it that way. I feel like that no matter what your fears are, I trust the consumer. As crazy as that might sound to some people out there, I trust the people, the society, to be able to be like, no, that's not what we're interested in. We don't want that. I think that there's a lot of things to keep an eye on in this world. And I'm not turning my back on AI, but I'm not afraid of it. I believe in the creative process. I believe in people. And I'm not going to, maybe it's my last genuine, you know, naive bone I have in my body, but I don't see a fear in this. Michael J. Fox had an interesting interview recently where he was talking about a couple of big topics. So Michael J. Fox thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today. And in his era, and in this era of social media, he may have somewhat of a point. Quote, we were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that stuff. We were just famous. We left to our own resources. And it was an amazing time. You had to be talented. That helped. We used to bust our tails, our acting muscles, and watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting. Now you've got people who are just like, what are you wearing? And what's the newest dance step? And some of these things.
I think you had to be, I mean, I agree with him on that. You had to be much more resilient, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty hard to argue against that, really, when you consider nowadays you can be an influencer and get famous from that and maybe turn that into an acting job or a radio job or a lot of these things. We've seen quite a few people do it. And I don't push back on it being harder to get a break in the 80s or 90s than it is today. I think that part is pretty easy to kind of see. But what I will push back on, and I do believe that it is important to note that Michael has not acted in a long time and hasn't been on a set in a while and really hasn't been around a lot of actors in quite some time. I work with a lot of young actors. I see a lot of these young actors. And I almost push back on that and say the exact opposite. Nowadays, you better be talented. I have been at this for over 20 years. When's the last time you saw me in a big blockbuster? All right, and I'm talented. This is the only thing in my life that I will tell you that I am very confident in. I will go up against any actor in the world in any scene, and I will hold my own. I guarantee you that with everything that I am made of, it ain't just talent. You've got so many other things, so many other factors that play into this. So the idea that they were they're more talented in the 80s than they are nowadays, with the amount of information that's out there, with the amount of resources for actors to be able to study, you don't have to be a Juilliard graduate anymore to be a good actor. We've got a lot of evidence out there of actors out there too right now. I actually push back on that a little bit. I don't know that that's 100% true. I 100% agree with him that it was harder to make a career back then than it is now. It was harder to stay in the public eye than it is now. But as far as the talent level, I don't know about that. I think that if it's not the same, it's actually gotten maybe a little bit better because it's had to. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things that I think that you really can't. It's a little like the NFL draft. Everybody wants to give draft grades. We're not going to know about these players for 3-4 years. You know, yeah, you're not going to know anything for a little while here. And I think with something like this, we're really not going to be able to tell until we're being able to look back 10 years from now and see, oh, wow, acting was horrible back then. Or, oh, actually, it was pretty good. It was better than we expected. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Wrap up our entertainment talking about the king. Thank you very much. Graceland will not be sold off. I don't know how much people heard about this one or not, but this was a pretty big story, that the idea of Graceland was going to be shut down and sold.
Interesting.
Yesterday, a Memphis judge blocked the foreclosure auction that was supposedly going to happen today. What caused all this was a company named Nauseny Investments in Private Lending. They said that the late Lisa Marie Presley had put Graceland up as a collateral on her $3.8 million loan. But when she died, she still owed them. So they were going to sell Graceland to get their money back. Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley, filed an injunction to stop it. She claimed it was all a scam, and Nauseny had forged her mother's signature. At yesterday's hearing, the judge pretty much backed up that claim because the notary swore he did not notarize Lisa Marie's signature on the deed of trust with this company. After their setback in court, Nauseny withdrew all claims on Graceland with prejudice, which means they can't refile. So, yeah, she called their bluff, and man, they're lucky to get away with this. I don't think this is the last they're going to hear of this. And now there's talk that the FBI is going to get involved. You're darn right. The FBI is already involved. Trust me, the government is going to come after them. They are definitely going to get their money.
Yeah, it's pretty
weird
bold,
story,
isn't it? You know, I was just hearing actually a local story of where people are selling, like, they're stealing your information about your home, and then they're selling it to people, you know, from out of state or whatever. And it's almost like irreversible, you know, it's like you own that home and someone shows up and they all of a sudden have the deed to the home. But it's been happening a few times here locally, like in our area. And I just, what does it matter with people?
Yeah, especially, you know, the hustler out there, the scam wannabe out there and everything, the amount of time that they put into these things, if they put it into a job application or something like that, not only would you be able to make a decent living possibly, but probably stay out of prison.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea. It seems like it, at
that
least.
That is
like
crazy.
It. Yeah.
I'm surprised that Graceland thing got to the day before.
I can't believe it got that far. I'm so with you. I was actually going to mention this to you off air. I was like, yeah, I cannot believe that it got that far along in the process. process. But a shout out to Riley, to that young lady who doing that, because I mean, I don't know how this ends without that injunction. Yeah. They might have gotten away with this. It's hard to imagine they would, but look how far it got in the process here. And I think this is also going to have some somewhat of an I don't want to say a reverse effect, but if you're a big Elvis fan and you've never been to Graceland and you hear this, I imagine that you're probably going to try to make plans to go to Graceland. I imagine you're probably going to try to check it out and everything. So maybe this rises the popularity of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it has been dormant for quite some time, from what I understand. People just haven't been, you know, hitting up Graceland like they used to and everything, which is why the part of the reason this got to the place it did and such. But at the same time, a $3.8 million loan on a place doesn't happen for some business that nobody's showing up to. So there's you know, opportunity there. We'll see. We will get to a quick news break. We've got that coming up for you afterwards. Terry and I will get into some fun stuff. I've got what are the best songs for Memorial Day? Got that one coming up. And we'll get into if you share a ride, you know, what are some of the faux pas with that and everything? We got all that coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks second in the nation for the most prescription drugs collected during this spring's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsinites have turned in 1.3 million pounds of unwanted drugs since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010. The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits tens of thousands of hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. This is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Summer is a fun time to get outside and enjoy the long days, but summer activities can also increase your risks of suffering injuries. Jennifer Doring is an emergency medicine physician assistant with Aspirus Health. She said they're seeing an increase of ATV-UTV trauma cases because people aren't using proper precautions.
People think they can go way faster than they can in these vehicles, but unfortunately they're being ejected and they're not using the seat belts and the protective measures that are in place.
She said it's important to be cautious around campfires in the summer, especially when people are drinking. It's especially important to keep an eye on your kids.
Toddlers will fall into the fire pits, which are just right at that height. And then again, with adults, they can fall into the fire pits and suffer significant traumatic events.
Plan to have a great time this summer, but be safe out there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL, Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. Two players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cooked-to-order Bacon Deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the Bacon Deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It truly pays to be a member of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Ag Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of 0.5%. Together, Egg Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on egg. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear this evening with scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 57 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms 72 with some clearing by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Afternoon. It's a sweet track right there, and it's a nice summer song. It's a very summerish song,
and it's a nice summery day.
Mm-hmm. Want to remind everybody that we've got a beautiful summery day hopefully coming up this coming Monday for Memorial Day, and we will not be with you, everybody. We will have some great programming for you, though, and we'll have more on that in a moment, a little bit later in the show, and we'll certainly be covering it tomorrow for you. We won't have any of our live content for you Monday, but that's something that the staff and I decided to do in honor and to you know, to note Memorial Day. This is a solemn time. This is a solemn day. While and I know a lot of people are going to be taking advantage of having the day off of work and those things, do not ever forget what the day's meaning is. Please, I'm actually pleading with you to honor Memorial Day the right way. Have fun, enjoy your day. That's part of why we have these freedoms and part of why we lost so many for these freedoms. But do keep that in mind. And certainly during Memorial Day, you're not only going to be honoring our heroes, but yeah, maybe going to be listening to some music and stuff and looking for ways to enjoy music and enjoy the time. So in honor of them and those that we've lost, the folks over at Holler put together a list of the best songs for Memorial Day. And I got a pretty fun list here, actually, I think. It's certainly going to feature a lot of country songs, like Jody Messina's Heaven Was Needing a Hero. It's a good
That's
one.
That's a great song.
Good song. Empty Chair from Trace Adkins. Even if you don't like the song, read the lyrics.
Yeah, it's
one.
A tearjerker.
One of the things that when a country music writer gets it right, the story that they can tell, I think that I don't know if there's a genre, maybe folk music. There's a genre that can tell a story like that. Blues, the blues certainly can, but it's more of a Cliff Notes kind of version of that story. Country music, you're getting details. You're going to know what kind of hat they were wearing and stuff. And I really enjoy that. As a storyteller, I think that that's a beautiful thing that they can do. Memorial Day song from Coffee Anderson. Certainly American Soldier from Toby Keith. Soldier's Last Letter from Merle Haggard. Whew. Ooh, now that I just got goosebumps thinking about that one. Yeah, that one definitely will get you. Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning from Alan Jackson. Letter from Home from John Michael Montgomery. And I think if you're going to have one song that you listen to, I think that the one that I would choose, if you're reading this, from Tim McGraw. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
One of the better artists in the music game, not just country music, in music, is Tim McGraw. And if you're reading, this is one of his better songs, I think, and certainly one of those ones that honors the day and hopefully reminds people that there's a big difference between Labor Day, between some of these summer holidays, and Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I do not think our soldiers ask very little of us, and our vets ask almost even less from us. If anything, as a society, we should be going out of our way, bending over backwards to make sure that they know how appreciated they are. And one of the ways we can do that is celebrating these days the right way, the way that they are intended to be.
You know, I even had a veteran say to me once, a living veteran, right, was, you know, and I probably just in passing said something, you know, Happy Memorial Day or something. They're like, no, this day is not about us. You know what I mean? Like, this is about those who have passed on. Like, this is about ultimate sacrifice. This is about, you know, those who have served, come back, lived their life, and have passed. But it just was very interesting coming from someone who is a veteran. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, let's be thoughtful.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. And you're going to have a lot of thoughts on Monday. You're going to have a lot of time going, maybe on your hands, maybe you're not working. Encourage you to take a moment, think about these things, look at different ways maybe you can impact your local VFW, ways you can help out. We're going to get into some news notes in a little bit of some things going on with our VFW. And do want you to remind everybody, we will not have any live shows for you on Monday, but we're going to be here with you on the morning show here at WFHR on Monday from 8 to 9. We're going to have a special Seth Faces the Music for you, one of his best episodes he'll be playing for you. And then from 9 to 10, a kind of best of the Kitchens Open segment, where we're just, for the whole hour, we're going to have segments of the Kitchens Open with from Melissa and the rest of us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have Rafter Baseball on Monday. Looking forward to that. We can definitely celebrate that one and enjoy some baseball. Head on over to Fond du Lac if you'd like to check out the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Otherwise, that Tuesday will be the first home game at Winterfield for the Rafters that season. With the game being on, and as we all know with baseball, we're not sure when the game might end. If the game ends before 3 or around 3, we will have a special midday magazine for you. Last week, we had on Senator Teston and our friend Ben from the United Way on. We'll be playing those at that episode if the Rafters baseball game wraps up a little sooner. Baseball's wrapping up sooner nowadays, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. Northwoods League has picked up on what MLB did, and they've been doing a little bit of that, and it's been really fun to see other leagues kind of like pick that up from the MLB and kind of, okay, well, we're going to do some of that too. We're going to have a pitch clock. We're going to do some of these things. It means people are in and out of the ballpark at a better time and able to kind of enjoy some of their night and some of their day. It's been really cool. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com, northwoodsleague.com. Get your single game and package tickets, and we will meet you at Winter Field. And of course, if you can't make it to any game all season long, never forget every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafters baseball right here at WFHR. Those are some good songs. If you have a song that you think would fit, you know, please.
Was that the whole list?
That was a whole list. That was a whole list. There wasn't a whole lot, which I think speaks to we need more of these songs. We need more of these. We need more. And we need artists out other than country artists,
you know,
doing this.
The two that popped in my head weren't on the list.
Oh, what?
I mean, I thought like Proud to Be an American.
Sure.
You know, would be one. And then Traveling Soldier, which is the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, Traveling Soldier. I was a little surprised that wasn't on the list.
But when you first, you know, threw it out there, I was like, oh, I bet those still be on there.
Great choices. I'm Proud to Be an American is a good one. That's a good one, too. Great stuff. And we'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions you have, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'll take one more break, hang out with our partners, and come back and wrap up the show. The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
This Memorial Day, Jammers Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammers Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
Doorworks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly, and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
A beautiful sunshine day with highs hitting the mid-70s. It's the warmest and nicest day of the week, so get out and enjoy it. As more showers and thunderstorms surge in by tomorrow afternoon and linger through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back to the show. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun. We're getting into some good stuff here. And, of course, we're going to wrap up talking a little United Way, have some good stories of the day, and some great local events for you. But let's go ahead and go right here, Terry. Our feature kind of That Ain't Right story today. Do you share a car with someone? If so, make sure that you leave the radio turned to their station. That seems to be a big one. That seems to be a big pet peeve.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Someone polled 2,000 married couples who share a car and asked for the most annoying things about getting into the car after someone else used it.
The seat.
Yeah, good one. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us for this one, everybody. So finding the radio station set to a station you hate made the top 10. And here are some others. And the most annoying things about getting into the car someone else drove is having to move the seat forward or back is the top complaint by far, Terry. Nicely done by you.
It's kind of funny because Randy can't even get in. You know, like, so if we go somewhere together, we usually take my car. And so when he gets in to drive, like, he has to stand outside the car and put the seat back because he can't fit. Too bad.
Having to readjust the mirrors. It's hard to get everything the way you like it when it comes to that. So that's one. And it's one of the ones we don't think about until we're on the road, usually. And you don't want to be distracted or trying to mess with your mirrors while you're driving. Getting the seat back just right, meaning reclined how you want it. I think that's similar to part one, though. They left you with an empty gas tank. Man, that one. You know what's funny? My dad has done that to me more than I've done that to him.
It's payback for something.
It's got to be. The radio is blaring. So the radio's like, you turn it on and it's at a 10 or something like that. Yeah.
Or I turn everything off. Not the radio, but like, if it's raining and I get home, I still turn the windshield wipers off. It drives me crazy when people leave those on and then you get in and now it's sunny like this and they're, that might be my biggest one.
There's not a lot of sounds that drive me crazy. The nails on a chalkboard doesn't really bother me.
The dry
windshield wipers on a dry. Oh, yeah.
You
I hate that noise. I'm with you on this. Yes. Having to readjust the steering wheel position. Yeah. Turning the radio on and it's a station you don't like. Again, seems very similar to the part one, but okay. I think they just wanted 10. I think they just wanted to have 10, so they're kind of stretching.
For me,
on this.
Too, if someone else drives my car, like the girls will Bluetooth their phone to the car. But then they don't disconnect it, so then mine doesn't connect when I get in. That's annoying.
Let's find out from you. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I wish I could drive your car, Terry, because I would just. I would put that seat far as back as I can. I would adjust the mirrors upside down, turn the music on really loud, and put it like on.
You know,
elevator type music.
I like elevator music. You know what's really funny? I've been listening to books in the car, so if I don't switch it back to radio before I get out, then. If my phone is in the car, the next time it starts up, then the book keeps going. And I just get like these eye rolls from everyone. Like, we don't want to listen to your book. I'm like, well, I don't know. But you know what? Okay, so that reminded me, your immaturity reminded me of. No, but listen, I have an uncle that when I was little, he used to go in. Well, he probably still does it. But I can remember like at parties and stuff, he'd go in everyone's car. You know, and he'd crank up like he'd when it wasn't all digital. You know what I mean? So he'd like turn up everyone's radio and he'd turn on their their wipers and like all that stuff. So you'd get in, put the key in, and start the car, and all this chaos was going on.
Oh, is that good? Oh, that's a good prank.
He always used to do that.
We see where maybe some of the influence you have gotten from. So that's part of where it comes from. I see now. We're seeing the connecting the dots all of a sudden here. What is one of your bigger annoyances, Kev, if you get in the car, even if it's something you've done? Because I've actually annoyed my own self with some of these things when I forget the windshield wipers or something like that. Is there anything that is annoying for you?
I guess the biggest thing is when the boys had my truck, is that they would mess with the mirrors.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
But like you don't want them to, but you don't want them to drive it without adjusting the mirrors because they hit something. But yeah, that is annoying.
I wonder if there's an area in our lives that we have more pet peeves about than with our vehicles. You know, I think even our own homes, we don't have as many as we do with our vehicles.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's a little neck and neck maybe. But
you know, I also drives me crazy is when someone shuts off the car. Like, let's say you pull into a parking space and you shut off the car without straightening your wheel.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why do you leave it turned? Right, because when you come back and get in it.
You're going to have to, yeah.
Like,
That's it. That's a good one. That's a good one. Always good.
That's part of the reason why, you know, part of the stuff that I've learned now over the years of with my job of, you know, making sure your wheels are turned the right way, you know, the mirrors are adjusted. And the worst thing about it is sometimes when I get in the morning from my work truck is that the person that fuels my truck is shorter than me and they always adjust the seats. Like, all you're doing is driving it to the pump and back to my spot.
Yeah.
Quit messing with my seat.
Yeah, you don't have to mess with the seat, man. Yeah, that's too much. Now, around here, I get it because we have a lot of different people sitting in chairs, but I can always tell if Seth or somebody else sat in the chair before me because if it's somebody else, it's down. If it's Seth, it's right where it's supposed to, right where I like it and everything. So I do. Well, that's one of those ones we run into around here. I could see that with the vehicle.
You know, so like tomorrow then, you're going to go into work and your truck's going to be crashed because the person that needed to fuel it up decided not to move the seat, and then they couldn't reach the brake.
They can reach the person that fuels my truck. I know can reach it.
I want a new segment a new segment we're going to do where it's just you two going back and forth. I don't even care what the topic is. I'm just going to throw a topic out there and let you guys discuss. That's it. We'll do coffee talk. We'll do the old coffee talk segment.
Perfect. Random topics. Get one pass though.
Yeah, one pass. One mulligan. One pass. Always good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the call.
Leave my car alone.
All right, you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
You too. Have a great one. Best listeners in radio. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. The last ones on this list as far as kind of our biggest annoyances with our vehicles, feeling too cramped, kind of the same as the seat position, they left the car a mess.
I was going to say, do not leave garbage in my car.
Yeah,
I have a spot where I put garbage, so if you put it there, fine, but don't leave, straw wrappers. I'm like, you guys are never getting food from a drive-thru again, if I find another straw wrapper in my car.
I almost don't mind the wrappers as much as the single fry. The single fry that nobody goes and picks up, and it hangs out for months in your vehicle, and you don't know about it and all that or anything. Yeah, that's the one that bugs me.
Yeah.
Finally on the list, having to adjust the heat or the AC, meaning the temperature, of course, they left it on or something like that. I think all things that can be fixed, all things that you can, if you really talk to the person, hey, please don't do this anymore. Some people will
exaggerate it and do it more.
And some people will. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It depends on what your karma with that person might be or if you're married or not. But I love that the thing that I wanted to come back to is they really focused just on married couples with this. And I think that made it a lot more fun and interesting, the article and such.
And probably, honestly, something else is irritating you. And then you get in the car and you're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. You know? Let's get a palate cleanser in and look at some local events going on, including some local things happening here at this radio station. Encourage you to stick around for Matt and Air on the Air. Not only one of the better voices you'll hear in radio and Jane Matt and Air, but fun, interesting conversations, as always, with some great guests. Encourage you to also join us a little bit later in the afternoon for the Maggie Dawn Show. I really have enjoyed getting to know Maggie and meeting her wonderful human being, and appreciate the work that she does here. And right after Maggie's show, we will have Midday Magazine for you. Join us in part one at 3 o'clock today. Our great friends, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods will be here. We'll catch up with them and see what's going on over at the shop. And in part two, Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to
great show
talking
today
with Janelle. Really good show. Back-to-back guests. Nothing but great conversations there. Always learn from Janelle whenever she joins us. Looking forward to that. It is the third Thursday of the month, and that means that live music over at the Center, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Join us and have a great time. 2 to 4 this afternoon. Pete Ravel, 4 on the floor. One of the better entertainers this area has.
And it is going to be a gorgeous day. Outside on the patio.
Yeah, perfect day to enjoy some sweet jazz, enjoy the music, and some great MC work. I am telling you, Pete is one of the best I've ever seen at this. Not only giving you some great music, but some great stories, great conversation. Love hearing from Pete and Four on the Floor. Go ahead and check them out every first and third Thursday of the month. Live music at the Center Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you're over there, keep in mind that donations are accepted for the musicians. They always appreciate it. It's free admission, but they always appreciate a donation and,
They're right next to Culver's.
Yeah.
Like, you could go out for lunch and then go next door when you're done and enjoy the music.
Can't go wrong there. Do want to remind everybody, as we are getting ready for Memorial Day, this Friday, there will be a Legacy Stone dedication at 10 a.m. at Wood County Courthouse. Encourage you to go check that out. Stop on by and pay your respects. I know anytime I'm even walking past the courthouse, I take a moment to look at those.
And that's a cool ceremony when they do that.
Yeah, it's a really good ceremony. Yeah, if you haven't gotten to see it before, this Friday is a great opportunity for that. And remember, Saturday, May 25th, the all-female Quilts of Valor presentation will be at 1:30 at East Junior High in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a meaningful moment. I want as many people as we can to take in this moment. The Quilts of Valor presentations are always meaningful and hit the heart. This is a special one. This is an all-female Quilts of Valor, and this is the first time this has been done. So not only can we take some pride in our area and our VFW and the people behind this, of course, the wonderful human beings that make these quilts and everything, but I think you can also be a part of history and take in this moment. Any of these are great ways to celebrate our vets, to celebrate our soldiers, to remember those that we have lost, and truly honor Memorial Day. Keep in mind, on Monday, Memorial Day, there will be ceremonies at 9 a.m. at Riverside Cemetery in Nacoosa, 10 a.m. at Village of Port Edwards Cemetery, 11 a.m. at Forest Hill Mausoleum in Wisconsin Rapids, and also at 11 a.m. at the Spring Branch Cemetery in the town of Rome off of County Highway D. Keep that in mind, everybody, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow as we get closer to the day. And Terry, wanted to wrap up talking a little United Way with you. I want to remind everybody that we've got some great things going on with our United Way all summer long.
Lot going on right now. We are doing our diaper drive. So this is happening from Mother's Day to Father's Day. So we are just, a little over a week into this. We are accepting any size diapers, new unopened packages, please, along with wipes and diaper rash creams. So these will be distributed through various programs in the community that have expressed a need or have had families, experiencing some hardship in this area. And so this is a way that we can step up and help with that. So donations of diapers, wipes, or diaper rash creams can be dropped off at United Way, which is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. We are right near the post office. And we are open 8:30 to 4 Monday through Friday. We are closed this next Monday, though. Mm-hmm. For Memorial Day. So we encourage you to, maybe when you're out shopping, pick up a donation to help with our diaper drive. So that's going on now. You also can register for Stuff the Desk, which is our school supply distribution. If you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you qualify for free school supplies. You do have to pre-register, and you can do that by visiting our website or calling 211. Each child in the home that you need to receive supplies needs to be registered. So it might take you a couple minutes, but it's not a cumbersome process, but we do require registration. So encourage you to do that sooner than later, because time slots for the distribution do fill up. We have United We Can, our food sculpture contest happening June 18th at the Rafters game. So looking forward to that. We have 8 teams that will be building food sculptures, and our friends from McMillan Memorial Library will also be there doing an impromptu schedule, impromptu sculpture during the pregame. So that's a great time. It's fun to bring, see what patrons to the game bring as donations, and then they build something out of that. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And this event's been going on a long time and has leveraged, you know, really a lot of food. The purpose of the event, though, is to draw awareness to hunger in the community and just making sure that people are aware that these, you know, our community is faced with challenges around food and food insecurity. And the bonus is all the food that gets leveraged. So we love that. And then the week after school lets out, so starting on June 10th, we will be starting our Great Book Giveaway. This is a series of Reading in the Park events. There are many locations throughout Southwood and Adams County where we will be, you know, kind of popping up in parks and setting up tables and bins full of books. Volunteers will read to the kids that come, and then they get to leave with free books. So just a great way to you know, instill and promote the love of reading over the summer and add a little excitement when kids have new books. They get excited about reading them and having someone read them to them.
Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date and everything going on in your community and to support the United Way that supports this community so well. Reach out to them and find out ways you can impact your community today. I did want to wrap up with a couple of world good stories, Terry. It's very expensive to have kids in America, but Tennessee is offering some relief. Tennessee's Medicaid program will start covering 100 diapers a month for newborns, infants, and one-year-olds.
Oh, that's great.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
According to the National Diaper Bank Network, 92% of families receiving diapers in Tennessee are working and are still unable to afford enough of them. Tennessee is the first state to help families with free diapers, but probably not the last.
That's great.
Our United Way sees something, a need in this community, and does something about it. The diaper thing that you talked about earlier is a great example of that. It's great to see other communities doing similar things. I thought that's a really cool story and
awesome.
Tied into a little of what we were talking about. Always a great time hanging out with you, Terry. Thanks for the hanging out with us.
Great to see you.
Have a good day, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you sooner than later. Right now at